Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
It's time to podcast, and I hope you're ready for it, because I'm in.
Oh, okay, good. Me too.
Yeah, you feeling this one? Will this be the good one?
This is a pretty good one for me.
Yeah?
I'm fairly happy with this one.
I'm actually kind of happy with this. I'd like to tell them off the bat. These are nice. These are nice movies.
This is decent.
This is good.
You're going to have a decent time with us today.
This should be good.
Excellent.
Question now remaining, though, is Max, would you like to go first, or do you want for me to go first?
You may go first.
Then I shall. My movie, as they often are, is from 1948.
Of course they are.
It is He Walked by Night.
Of course he did.
I watched this on September 11th, 2021.
Yikes.
And hour 19. Your genre is crime film noir thriller.
Love film noir.
Uh-huh. Directed by Alfred L. Worker and Anthony Mann.
Hmm.
Starring Richard Basehart, Scott Brady, and Roy Roberts.
Hmm. Not Roy Rogers.
Not him. But I'm sure he would have done it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Your IMDb movie summary. This film noir piece told in semi-documentary style follows police on the hunt for a resourceful criminal who shoots and kills a cop.
Huh.
Basic. Loosely based on a true story.
Interesting.
My first bullet point. I accidentally started playing this movie, so I just watched it.
I love that.
Yeah, the thing was kind of on the fritz, and it just like, bloop, it's playing, and I was just like, I guess I'll watch it.
Sure, you talked me into it.
I am easy. I go, what is this thing even called? I had no clue.
And it's awesome.
Turns out it was an okay movie, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Again, loosely based on a real murder that happened. Use of tension is top-notch, man. Film noir, when you really do it right, the tension is great. It'll be very quiet, and then something will happen. There's a part where the police kind of figure out who they think it is, and they're tracking the guy. And he's alone in this, like, I don't know, trailer or something, and he has a dog. And the tension used of the dog thinking it hears something and looking around and him noticing the dog is looking. Like, there's little things like that.
That's cool.
That is so just masterful. It's
That's
great.
Awesome.
Really good stuff. The killer uses drainage tunnels to move about town easily.
Okay.
So I think it was supposed to be California. It was just like these drainage to help all the water that was coming down.
Of course.
And he just runs in them. They're sewers, essentially. And
right.
He's just running very easily from place to place because he shouldn't be able to get away with everything as easily as he does. Really smart killer. Very smart character. The whole killing a cop thing was this cop was off duty and he just investigated a little further than he should have. He should have just kept going, but because he was trying to break into a place and he's like, I got no problem shooting your copper, you know?
Right.
And, whoa, Knife Puppy! What up, Knife Puppy? Knifing around.
Just brought down a fresh set of knives for everybody.
Oh, wow. These are nice. Where did you get these?
Are you selling knives again?
Are you? Yeah. Is that a knife suitcase?
Yep. She's selling knives again.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to have to talk later, Missy.
Yeah.
But you just go to your room and think about it.
Several easy payments.
Nope. Do not stab me. They are easy, those payments.
They are easy payments.
It's really easy to make a payment when a dog has a knife at your...
It's true, and she also just has that little swipe your credit card right there.
Swipe the credit card or the knife.
Right on her collar, you just hold it.
Yeah, right to her PayPal.
That's right.
You're actually cleaning up, right?
Square reader right on her collar.
Yeah. Very good stuff. Anyways, this is your basic film noir. It is very well done. It's a little better than some I've seen. I wouldn't say it's the greatest thing ever, but if you aren't familiar with film noir, this is a good one to go check out.
Nice.
So, scores, IMDb, 7.1. Rotten Tomato Critics, 7 of them went back.
Okay.
Blows my mind that 7 go to this, but only so many go to, like, a Rocky.
Yeah.
86%.
Nice.
The audience, 250 plus, which is also kind of shocking.
Yeah.
61%.
Pretty favorable overall, yeah.
I have the lowest score at a 6, but
still
I mean,
good.
It's super good. For a movie I didn't even intend to watch, I was very happy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of 6, 2006, that was a year.
Whoa, segue heaven.
Woo.
Woo.
Rocky Balboa. This one will do it for the Rocky jaunt.
It kind of was a Rocky jaunt around 4.
It was, so, yeah. Watch this one on April Fool's Day of 2021.
Oh, man.
1 hour and 42 minutes. It is a sports drama.
This one is?
Sports drama.
Hey, sports drama.
Directed by, you guessed it, Sylvester Stallone.
How you come back, I directed, you know.
Starring Milo Ventimiglia, Antonio Travers.
Maybe.
I don't know your name, buddy. And Geraldine Hughes. Know her name.
Hey, Geraldine.
It's movie summary here. 30 years after the ring of the first bell, Rocky comes out of retirement and dons his gloves for the final fight against reigning champ Mason the Line Dixon.
Can't cross that line.
No.
Can't.
Nope. The line will cross you.
You cross the line cross you.
That's right. Yeah. My thoughts on this movie. This rewatch was more enjoyable than my first time watching it.
All right.
I still think it has a little too much of that. Hey, remember this thing in Rocky? It's really rough. Geraldine Hughes plays a character from Rocky who's kind of a throwaway character in the first Rocky. He's a little girl. So Rocky's trying to prove that he's not like a bad guy, right? Because he's like a hired muscle for a local mob guy who's Joe Spinell. And so he's kind of the heavy for him. But to prove he's not a bad guy in the first Rocky, he walks this little girl home who's kind of trying to flirt around with some rather nefarious folks.
Sure.
And like the famous line that she says is "screw you, creepo," when he's leaving, once he takes her home. That little girl is kind of like the one of the big points in this. It's her and her son, and Rocky kind of steps up and is like, hey, I'm going to help these people out. They're in a tough spot and I know who they are and all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of little nods to Rocky that are a little too on the nose to be good. I think Creed does a much more subdued job of pulling things back. Like if Rocky owns a restaurant, if you know that his wife was named Adrian, you will understand why it's called Adrian's. Right. If you do not, no harm, no foul. Rocky owns a restaurant because he was a famous boxer, and a lot of sports personalities do that.
Sure.
Easy. This is a little too about the Rocky references for my taste. The pace is a little sloggy, but overall it works all right. The stuff with his son, who's played by Ventimiglia, is a little tough, but I do think it's hilarious he cast Ventimiglia because Ventimiglia has the same thing where they both talk out of the side of their mouth.
Yeah.
And they both do that same speech pattern with the way they speak, so he cast him as his son for that reason.
Why not?
I guess. So, I mean, I think he's a great actor. I liked him since Heroes.
Sure. That's
when I first saw him, so I was like, oh, he's cool. Didn't see him in Gilmore Girls till after that, and I've only seen a few episodes of Gilmore Girls, but I knew he was in that.
Gilmore Girls podcast coming 3041.
I can't talk that fast.
No.
No. They talk so fast in that show.
They sure do.
But overall, it works pretty well and does bring back the heart of the original, where it's, again, Rocky versus himself trying to prove something. Right. And it does a nice job of rebalancing an athletic sports film and a drama. A little clunky, but overall does a pretty good job of holding the line and basically kind of brings the franchise into a smooth enough landing.
Right. If that was the complete end, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
But so, there was Creed to come.
Creed to improve things better. But for proper Rocky films, happy with this one being the end point. It's not phenomenal. It's not nearly the best in the series, but it's good. IMDb gives it a 7.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 183 critics this time, 77%.
Okay.
Audience, 250,000, coming in almost exactly the same at 76%.
Wow.
So everybody right in that wheelhouse. I'm coming in a little low, 6.0 out of 10.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah. Touch under Rocky 2 for me, I think, at this point.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I got a movie.
Please.
It's from 2021.
Okay.
This is probably the only movie from 2021 I was excited to see.
Wow.
Nobody.
Nobody. This is the Bob Odenkirk film, which is why you're excited.
That's correct. You know me so well.
I do.
I watched this on the 15th of September. It is an hour 32 action crime drama. Mm-hmm. I saw it and bought the DVD the day it came out. I wanted it. I needed it in my life.
Sure.
Directed by Ilya Naishuller, which was the director for Hardcore Henry.
Okay,
that makes sense. And one of the writers was on John Wick, so you're in good hands here.
All the pieces are coming together.
Yep. Starring Bob Odenkirk, Alexei Serebyakov. Very sorry. And you're a very scary person, so I don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, got that wrong.
You're done fucked up.
Yeah. And Connie Nielsen. Your IMDb movie summary: a bystander who intervenes to help a woman being harassed by a group of men becomes the target of a vengeful drug lord.
Drug lord.
My first bullet point: I love Bob Odenkirk.
Well, I mean, for good reason.
He's so good. And like the idea of him at 50-ish or whatever he is playing an action hero blows my mind.
The concept of, we need somebody for this, who are we going to get? I don't know if they could have picked a name that I would have been like, wait, what? More than Odenkirk.
Right. I think he had something to do with the writing, because I think this is loosely based on Like, you think he actually had a home invasion that terrified him, if I remember correctly. So that's why he was like, I got this idea.
That's cool.
Yeah. The basic of this movie is you are wondering the entire time if he is secretly like a trained killer or if he's just a guy who's fed up and taking on all comers.
That's interesting.
And you're not sure for a very long time. They do eventually answer it.
Nice.
Odenkirk's over-the-top action and gunfights harken back to the 80s. This feels like an 80s movie for sure. Like, oh, there's evil Russian guy. Let's go fight him, you know? Odenkirk's character evolves so much as the movie progresses. There are evil Russians. There's a scene at a tattoo parlor, which is so incredibly great, which have that touch of Odenkirk's humor in it.
Nice.
And that's, I think, what they were going for, because there's nobody else but someone like an Odenkirk could pull off this, where it's like, you are in your clearly not bigger than the people in this room. You're trying to shake them down like you're tough.
Right.
You are you. Right. They are them. And something will happen and the dude will be terrified.
That's cool.
And he's like, all right, man, I'll just tell you anything. What do you need?
Yeah.
I'm here to serve you kind of thing. The stunts are good. It's just a bonkers movie.
That's
it
cool.
It is way better than I thought it was going to be honest with you.
That's really heartening to hear.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like, hey, we're kind of nudge-nudge, we're doing these things, but, like, we're our own thing as well. I loved Hardcore Henry for what it was, and it's nice to see a movie from this guy that doesn't make me want to vomit.
Right.
So that's nice.
To actually see the movie this time.
I can actually see it. I'm not living it. This was just a really fun movie.
I was
really
so scared that they were just trying to rip off John Wick in a big, bad way, and I was like, I don't know if I can, like, I was hoping to hear a positive review from somebody that I trusted, so I'm glad to hear that it's
I love news. It and like the way they confuse you as to whether or not he can do anything about it, like when the initial home invasion happens, he's like, do I intervene? His son actually wakes up and tackles one of the people, has him in like a chokehold, and he just freezes. He has a chance to hit the other attacker and he just doesn't.
Interesting.
And his son thinks he's kind of a pussy.
Right.
And it just escalates from there.
That's cool.
And it is just, and like his marriage isn't good. Like everything's not good. So all the signs are there for him to just be like, I'm just going to punch somebody doing something wrong.
That's cool.
It's good. IMDb gave it a 7.4.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 270 of them, 84%.
Wow.
The audience, 2,500 plus. 94%.
Damn.
I gave it an 8.5.
Yikes, that's great.
And my wife gave it an 8.
Damn.
Definitely not in her wheelhouse.
That is definitive right there.
That's the proof in the pudding.
Shit.
Whew, so good.
Like it.
Yeah. So what you got, fool?
I got 2015.
Okay.
Southbound.
Southbound.
Watched it on the 10th of April, 2021. 1 hour, 29 minutes. It is a horror anthology.
Oh, hey, it's been a minute.
That's right.
Hello, old friend. You're back.
So watching this movie, a little bit about the movie is it's about a stretch of highway going south, like desolate kind of highway going south.
Okay.
And all the little shorts feel very tied together. There's obviously the connective through story that brings everything together. And all of it feels really well directed and really cohesive and together, which I was really impressed with. And I was even more impressed when I realized that the directors were different for every single short and the connecting story.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Insane. I was just like, oh, damn. Like, I don't know how they managed to make this feel so together. But the tone and mood of every single short all feels like they're out of this universe, and I didn't question it once when I watched.
Wow, that's really good to hear.
Yeah, I was blown away. Roxanne Benjamin, David Bruckner, Matt Bettinelli Olfen, Patrick Horvath, and there's like three more people who worked on it as well. Starring Suzanne Burke, Chad Vianella, and Dana Gold. So it's interlocking tales of highway terror that revolve around malevolent spirits at a truck stop, a mysterious traveler, a car accident, and a home invasion. So every short's a little different. The one about the car accident is kind of the one, if you need me to talk you into it or sell you on a particular short, it's about a guy who's involved in an accident where he could hit and run. And he decides he does, but comes back and decides he's going to help this person. So he takes him to the hospital, but the hospital's like really weird and kind of empty, but there's like a skeleton crew.
Okay.
And then the hospital employees disappear and he gets a cell phone call and it's a surgeon who's going to essentially walk him through how to keep this person alive.
Oh, geez.
And it gets insane from there.
Wow, that's not even the insane part.
That's not even the insane part. Ooh. It gets wilder than that. So it's like, it's really moody and like, the movie's kind of abstract and it doesn't give you everything, so you do have to put thought into it. Sure. So don't go in just expecting to shut your brain off and watch a horror movie. It does ask things of you, but it's really smartly done. It's very dark, very chilling. It, like I said, the cohesion, when I literally today, when I was filling out the sheet, I was just like, holy fucking crap. I thought this was one person for sure. Like, I was blown away with how cohesive everything feels. So they did a hell of a good job on this one. I was impressed with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. IMDb gives it a 5.9 out of 10.
Hmm.
So a little lower than I suspected.
Right.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 53 critics, however, 81%.
That sounds more correct.
Yeah. Like, but again, you have to think about it. It's a little bit like on that line of art house horror. So that's not for the average viewer who just wants to watch the damn movie.
Why aren't you just telling me why there's a demon on a truck stop?
That's right. It's a fucking truck stop, goddammit.
I've been to truck stops many a time. That's yuck, right. Yuck, yuck.
And the demons tell me why they're there.
Right. Demons.
Audience, 2,500 plus, give it 50%, so down there with IMDb.
Okay.
I'm kind of in the middle of everybody at a 7 out of 10.
That's amazing.
It was, I wasn't bored with it. I was engaged the entire time. I was impressed with how much thought there was, and it all felt really tightly told. Like, it didn't feel like there were just disparate, you know, sometimes you get like a VHS or something where it's just disparate movies that all feel quite different, but like the connective through line kind of ties them together well enough.
Right.
This felt more along the lines of like a Trick or Treat, where everything was very tightly woven together and it all felt very thoughtful. So I really was stunned that it wasn't just a single director on this.
That's cool. You sold me. I definitely want to check this one out.
It was a lot of fun. Very dark. So if you want to think and you want to kind of feel grimy and gross and not sure where to go, Southbound definitely.
I so do.
Yeah. Southbound definitely one to check out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're done then.
Yeah.
We'll connect you to the next episode right now. unless it's the first week it's out. Then, oh. That is not going to happen.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.